Peter, it is actually not true that we are threatening or we are actually obstructing the implementation of the CPA. This is the only thing that we wanted to see happening. The CPA, we wanted to be implemented, and we are just asking for the CPA to be implemented in this opening of the Parliament. One of them, I said it very clearly in many news media, that we just wanted the referendum law to be passed, the laws that are actually meant for democratic transformation. And then the budget, these are the three items that we wanted to discuss in the Parliament. But of course, the National Congress Party are, you know, is proposing, you know, irrelevant laws or agenda. Basically saying that we need to discuss the speeches made by the president and also the agreements that were signed by the ministers. So that's where the disagreement is. We are just not actually saying that we are going to boycott the opening of the parliament or participate in the parliament session. We are saying that let us discuss issues that are connected with the CPA implementation and democratic transformation.
Now, there's a school of thought that suggests that the SPLM is behaving like a spoiled child that throws tantrums if their wishes or his wishes are not kept. And because the bills that you've proposed are not being discussed, you are taking matter into your own hands by threats, among other things. What do you say to that?
You know, this is not our wishes. This is the wish of the people of Sudan. They want this agreement to be implemented. And then this is what we are saying. So we are actually saying the National Congress Party should not deviate from what we have agreed upon. And the people of Sudan as a whole are actually looking up to the two parties to see that the CPA is implemented into the letters and spirit. We are not actually asking for our wish. We are actually asking for the wish of the people of Sudan as a whole. And this is what they want. They want a democratic country. They want a country that is transformed, whereby it respects all the religions, respect all the aspirations of everybody in Sudan. So we are not actually saying our wish needs to be fulfilled. We are just saying that we need to actually work for the people of Sudan, not our own parties.
One of your colleagues said in a statement that if the SPLM's demands are not met, its parliamentary bloc will withdraw from parliament as of next Monday, and then a parliament will have no constitutional legitimacy, and SPLM will not abide by any of its decisions. That, by NCP standards, undermines the effectiveness of the CPA that has one more year to expire.
You know, if you can recall, Peter, in 2007, October, the government of national unity, our component in the government of national unity, we have suspended our participation as SPLM in the government of national unity because decisions are being made using mechanical majority without actually the consensus of the two parties. The NCP used their mechanical majority to decide things. And even expulsion of Yang Prong, if you can recall, they did it without even consulting with the Vice President of the Republic of Sudan, Salva Kiir. And also they expelled the Canadian diplomat. And also they are actually doing things unilaterally without consulting with us. So we decided that, well, if this is the government we want, then we are not party to it because we cannot just be sitting around expecting the National Congress Party to take decisions on behalf of the two parties. So we suspended our participation in the government. And until we actually, the demands of the SPLM were met, not only the demand of the SPLM, the demand of the people of Sudan. Because in the CPA, we said that all the agreements or any major decision that needs to be taken, it has to actually require the consensus of the two parties. So that's what we are saying. We are saying it is very important for the two parties to work together so that the CPA is implemented to the letters. So for us, the Comrade Yasser Arman, who the chairman of the SPLM caucus in the parliament, he's right. If the agenda are not actually in line with what we're supposed to be doing, especially implementing the CPA, then definitely we are going to boycott the participation in the parliament. So We are just saying that let us discuss issues that are connected with the CPA and issues that are expected from us, the two parties, by the people of Sudan. So definitely we are going to walk away or boycott the session in the parliament unless we are discussing issues that are connected with the CPA.
Some critics have said that the SPLM's action of threats and boycotts and the threat of telling your supporters to come out in demonstration if the laws were not passed before the forthcoming elections in April 2010 is untoward and undermines the faith-building measure that has been there since General Scott Gresham's mediation efforts.
You know, we are actually not threatening anybody. You can actually recall that in the CPA, the only thing that is actually binding the National Congress Party and the SPLM together is the CPA. Short of that, we are not actually partners. The only partnership we have is the CPA. And these two parties, they have different ideologies. The National Congress Party, or you can actually call them by their old name, the National Islamic Front, they want to Islamize the whole world. That's their thinking and that's their ideology. And they want to make sure that Sudan is an Islamic country, an Arab country. For us, we are saying that everybody is equal in this country of ours called Sudan. We need to actually make sure that Sudan is for all the Sudanese people, be it from east, west, north, south. So there are two ideologies, and we are not partners in any of this principle. Yes, we have an agreement signed to make sure that Sudan is transformed into a better Sudan. And this is exactly what we want to see happening. So to us, we are just asking a simple, logical, things that they have agreed upon. Implement the CPA, things will move. We are not actually threatening. We are just saying that let us move forward. So if the implementation of the CPA is not moving forward, then there is no partnership.